Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Alyssa Hahn. Alyssa, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Alyssa is a holistic health coach helping women reverse chronic illness and lose weight. She loves coaching people on the finer points of natural whole body healing and partners with them to find the root causes, personalized solutions that lead to profound results in a short amount of time. Alyssa, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So I am a 33-year-old single mom to a really beautiful 2-year-old boy named Max. So I spend a lot of time chasing him around and tickling him and cuddling him, which brings me so much joy. Other than that, I love to cook. I'm a former chef, and I love personal growth, and I'm always listening to podcasts, reading books, meditating, journaling, anything to make myself better and also to improve the lives of the women I serve.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Former chef. How similar was being a chef to the work you're doing now?
Well, it's super helpful because I can pair women with recipes that fit well with their diet. I make a lot of my own recipes. I have some on my website too, just to help make things a little bit easier and give them cooking tips. So it's very helpful when women are on diets. And for me, it was actually very helpful in my own healing journey. Having that chef background, I was able to cook food that was really nutritious for me with ease. So I used to suffer from a lot of chronic illness myself, and I was able to reverse everything in 6 months. And I know that my chef background played a huge role in helping me do that so quickly.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where did I read it? There's a lot of us who are suffering from chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
Like how many?
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Most of us. Everybody. Yes. Yeah. It's really hard to be in this world and not suffer. We're exposed to so much toxicity. We live these really terrible lifestyles where we're stressed out all the time. Our sleep isn't good. We eat horribly. So, and most people suffer the ill effects from all of that. And so what I do is I try and educate people as much as I can, you know, how can you do better without totally cramping your current lifestyle, but, you know, maybe implement step-by-step small things to get you to a better place.
Nice. Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. Our lifestyles are, well, everything's slowly killing us because we're slowly dying, Alyssa. But the toxicity in our environment, everything around us, not enough sleep, stress, anxiety. We eat crappy. We make crappy food choices, and then the actual crappy choices we make is comprised of bad food. So part of me just wants to shake people and say, snap out of it. What you're doing is not working, but that's not helpful. Because you do need to take small changes.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And it's hard because we don't have that many options, to be honest, to eat well. A lot of people live in food deserts. We even, you know, the food that you buy from Whole Foods isn't really completely nutritious. You only need 3 different nutrients to grow food. And eat their potassium, phosphorus, and nitrogen. So we need 60 minerals in our body, and we're only usually getting 3 because that's really all you need to grow food.
Tell me more about that.
So we're all walking around nutrient deficient. There are 90 essential nutrients that your body needs. You need 16 vitamins, 16 minerals, 9 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids to make sure that your cells are optimal and fully functioning. And we're just farmers don't care as much about nutrifying their food because it's expensive, it's time consuming. Some do, some really care. And I really recommend finding farmers in your local area and talking to them and see how they treat their soils. And then that's usually your best indicator where you're going to get your best food. So I am part of a local CSA where I pay my local farmer to grow my food, and I know how he treats the soil. He nutrifies it. He also raises animals. So I'm able to source meat from there. I can tell the difference. When I eat it, I feel really, really good. So now that, you know, it's going into winter and there's no vegetables left, you know, for me to eat, I'm starting to actually notice a difference in my health. I have not felt as good or as vibrant lately as I did during the summer.
Okay. Well, that certainly makes sense. And I don't know that I've ever heard that farmers, everything you said makes logical sense to me. I just don't think that I knew it. So you said it only takes 3 nutrients to actually grow food, but some farmers out there can consciously or purposefully put more nutrients into the soil, which then makes its way into the food, which then makes its way into my body.
That's right. And then you just have to be very, you know, aware.
And so there's very little incentive if you have somebody just, I mean, if it's, I need to grow this amount of food and it goes all over the country, and so I have costs to contain and I'm running a profitable business, so I'm going to, not nefariously, but this is just what's required, so that's what I'm going to do. And we just don't recognize that the food that we're eating, it was grown in a certain way, in certain dirt, and therefore it is deficient, and that's why I'm deficient.
Yes. Yeah. And it's hard. We don't know either, because we're not really taught nutrition very well in schools. Like when I was growing up, I was taught the food pyramid, which is, you know, eat 6 to 10 servings of grains a day. You know, and that's pretty much what I took away. So, you know, people just don't know. And you said, you know, they don't mean to be nefarious, and you're absolutely right. Like, this isn't something they do on purpose.
And it's also not their job to be mindful of my personal nutrition. It's their job to make food that is available for purchase, and then I make that decision about purchasing it. So I think it's a wonderful exchange. I just need to be more cognizant and take more personal responsibility for the stuff I'm putting in my mouth. Is that soil naturally, because we're growing on the same soil over and over again, that's why we need to put more nutrients back into it?
Yes, for the most part. Yeah, there's a lot of monocropping. So you just plant, like you said, the same thing in the same soil, and it takes up the same nutrients, and while putting the same nutrients back in the soil. So it's like, it's not a sustainable way of farming, but, the good news is that I think people are becoming more aware, and they're starting to come up with new ideas, for growing food that is more nutritious.
Got it. So you mentioned an acronym. You said a local, it sounded like you said CSA, but I don't think that's what you said.
Yeah. Yes. Community supported agriculture.
Okay. And so you can research and figure out, okay, I do have a local CSA here where I live, and I can do a little bit of research and find out what is it that I'm looking for? How do I know that the food that they're making is more aligned with what would be a safer and healthier diet?
Great question. So I think I always like to look to see if they're certified organic. That's just like, you know, the government seal of approval that there are no chemical pesticides used on my food. But not all farmers that, you know, do CSAs are organic, so you have to ask them directly, do they treat with chemical pesticides? How do they nutrify their soils? along that sort of lines. And you, I always encourage people to go visit the farm and see what they're doing. How does it look? If there are animals on the farm, how do they look? Do they seem happy? Do they have a lot of space to run around? Yeah, I think and building trust is a really good way to find good food to eat. I think it's so cool when you know where it came from. I'm at a farm, and I remember, like, we would ask kids, you know, where do you think food comes from? And they would say, oh, the grocery store. But it doesn't, right? It comes from a farm somewhere, but we don't know because, the food gets put on the truck, and then it goes in a box to the grocery store, and that's where, you know, we think our food comes from. We don't really think far beyond it. Some people do.
Yeah, and really to your point, I think the more that we're waking up to this sort of reality, the more we can start asking ourselves those questions, you know, where does my food actually come from? And then to be better educated and better consumers of what we're putting in our mouths and our bodies. Let's just, if I'm not able to do that, or it's, I sort of work up to it, is supplementing, is supplementing a good choice, or is that,
is that smart? I'm a big believer in supplementation. But I will say this. So when I was suffering from my various illnesses, so I had interstitial cystitis, which is an autoimmune related disorder, osteoarthritis. I had chronic acne, really horrible gut health. And I thought, you know, I could just like take a drug and a supplement and it would all be better. And you have to do more, but that being said, I think supplementation is super important for people because you need those vitamins and minerals to function. But you need to do it in tandem with other healthier habits, like learning how to manage your stress and get good sleep and exercise and eating well. You know, I had a client who asked me, can I just like skip food? Can I just, you know, take my supplements and just not eat? I said, no, like, you know, you need some fiber in there, I think. you can fast. You can fast. It's actually a really good way to clean your cells. I just recommend you do it under a doctor's guidance.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. Can I just cut food out altogether and just get everything that I need? No. So let's have some middle ground.
Yeah. I have to say too, like food has more nutrition than just like, you know, the vitamins and minerals. There are other compounds in there that are really important, like bioflavonoids, for example, antioxidants. Like, you know, there's a lot to food.
Appreciate that. So from your personal experience, sounds like you had a lot of chronic conditions that you were dealing with, and you said that you were able to clear them up, for lack of a better term, in 6 months. And obviously everybody is different and unique, but for people who are listening and they are not feeling good, they are suffering from chronic conditions, be it just exhaustion or fatigue, or they're obese or whatever it might be. It's a tough question to ask, but is it possible for most anybody to turn things around?
I think so. I absolutely think so. And I think the best place to start is finding people who have suffered what you've been suffering from, and learn from them, see what they did. And what they did might not work for you, but at least you're expanding your subconscious and realizing, hey, if it's possible for this person to heal, it's possible for me to heal too. And I think a lot of people just feel so hopeless about their conditions. Like, oh, this is a product of my age. This is a product of my genetics. I just have to deal with this for the rest of my life. But no, there are things that everybody can do to turn it around. And I'm not saying that you can cure everything. I don't know. I don't, probably not, but you can make your life a lot better.
Yeah. I think that I certainly am an impatient person. And when I decide I want to do something, I want to do it right now. And so, and I'm probably there's probably a lot of people that are like that. But I also recognize that just doing a little bit and doing that consistently does pay big rewards over the long term.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes trying too many things at once can be really overwhelming and discouraging. And I know this from my own personal experience. When I was, on my own healing journey, I wanted to do everything at once. I wanted to detox my body and be on five different diets at once and, focus on meditation. It was just way too much. But once I slowed down and took things step by step, it was a lot easier to find that flow.
Yeah, that's really well said. Step by step. Just knowing, okay, this is possible. Look at these people that I've just researched and found that they at one point had the same thing that I'm suffering from now, but they did it and they're now healthier and feeling a lot better. And I can put a plan together for this is what I do when I wake up and this is how I go to sleep and all those things. Really put a program together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. Well, Alyssa, the people are ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
That was my difference-making tip.
Give it to me again.
Yeah. Listen to other people's stories and expand your consciousness. Realize that if it's possible for somebody else, it is possible for you too. And I recommend, there's a documentary on Amazon. It's called Heal. And I think that's a really good place to start because you can actually see people who get better from really devastating illness.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. It is that is such an important thing, whatever you're trying to do to, like you said, give your subconscious evidence that, hey, look at that person. He or she is very similar, really no different than I am. And they did this, therefore I can do this as well. So important. Well, Alyssa, thank you so much
well
for coming.
Said, George.
Yeah. Where can people learn more about you and how can people engage with you and your work?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, www.alyssahahn.com. I offer free 15-minute discovery calls with women who are interested just to see if we would be a fit to work together. You can also follow me on Instagram at Alyssa Hahn Health or like my Facebook page, which is also Alyssa Hahn Health.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Alyssa your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to alyssahahn.com. It's alyssahahawn.com. And take advantage of that free 15-minute discovery call to see if what you are trying to accomplish or where you are wanting to go is possible. And then you can find her on Instagram and Facebook as well. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Alyssa.
Yeah, thanks, George. Bye.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.